Black Cross by Greg Iles. Read by J.O. Sanders. It's odd how death often marks a beginning rather than an end. Safes are opened, wills read. We often discover that the people we thought we knew were actually quite different than we imagined. So it was with my grandfather. He died last Tuesday in a MedStar helicopter ambulance en route from Fairplay, Georgia to Emory University Hospital in Atlanta, where I work as an emergency physician. While making his rounds at Fairplay's local hospital, my grandfather collapsed at a nurse's station. He had a nurse take his blood pressure. When he heard the figures, he correctly diagnosed a leaking abdominal aortic aneurysm. With two nurses supporting him, he spoke on a telephone just long enough to summon the MedStar from Atlanta, 40 miles away. My grandmother insisted on remaining by his side in the chopper, and the pilot reluctantly agreed. The MedStar crashed 20 minutes later on a quiet street in the suburbs of Atlanta. That was 4 days ago, and as yet no one has determined the cause of the crash. My grandparents' death hit me especially hard because they raised me from the age of 10. My real parents died in a car crash in 1970. The reason I'm writing this down is because of what happened at the burial, or rather, who I met at the burial. Because it was there that my grandfather's secret life revealed itself at last. The cemetery crowd had already drifted back toward the long line of sedate Lincolns and brighter Japanese imports.